The plan's been changed extensively. Cutting back tunneling along Niagara Falls Boulevard to near Kenilworth cuts out tunnel at an underground station. Executive Director Kim Minkle says that will save $200 million. From there, the route stays on the boulevard to Maple and then over Maple and Sweet Home to UB. Eventually, she says it might extend to the 990. Minkle says the next stage is doing the environmental studies for the proposal.
It's pretty extensive when you consider that we need to take a look at many different things. We need to take a look at traffic impact, noise, vibration, air quality, water quality, historic impact on any historic property. So that will take about 2 years.
If federal dollars begin to show up, there are further design and engineering stages leading to a potential start to construction in 2025. Members of the public attending the session had an array of views from outright opposition to support. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.